Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Hi guys, welcome back.
You're loud and clear. What happens when you eat?
Yeah, we got energy.
I don't know. I feel like after I eat, I'm
ready
useless.
To sleep.
I'm very
after
useless.
I eat, I'm ready to sleep. I can't lie to you.
I don't know what I'm gonna. Oh my god, I don't know about you guys, but if you have not heard Adele's new song, the new single, "The Babes Gives Us Hot on the Platter."
Really, is it good?
I've already finished learning the song. Jeez. It's only two verses anyway. The chorus takes majority of the song. Mm. So it's just such a beautiful song. I love the transition in the whole, in the whole video where, like, you know, she's leaving back her old life where it's all black and white. And then by the end of the video, it's color. I was just like, this is so good.
She's giving us visuals as well.
And she's doing so, you know, I feel like I've never seen a musician that sings so effortlessly. She sings so effortlessly, it's mad. Like, there's not a lot of effort that she puts in. You're just there like, rah, this woman is a natural singing babe.
I've never really gotten into Adele's music, to be fair.
You need to be in a very heartbroken situation to be in Adele's music.
I have. And I still haven't reached out for her music.
Oh, you need to start with Rolling in the Deep. The minute you start with Rolling in the Deep. You need to listen to Rolling in the Deep when you're washing the dishes or in the shower. Because that's when the tears will fall.
Timber.
We could have had it all.
Y'all are going through it, huh?
Rolling in the deep. So in this music video, she leaves the house that she sang Rolling in the Deep in. So it's kind of like new beginnings. The whole concept behind the whole thing is just it, bro.
Do you know, it's the story behind how music videos are created that gets to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. It's the storyline that
like,
she gives
I
us.
I enjoyed, what's it, Normani's Wild Side when she was like, the backstage situation of it. I kind of liked it. And when she explained how the lyrics came about, it made me like the song even more.
Yeah, you get the gist of the song.
Because I know why this lyric went with this.
Because someone must have, she was on live and someone asked her, so what's the next album about? She was like, divorce, babe. Like, what else do you think it's going to be about?
What else is it going
to
be?
I've just got divorced. What did you expect it to be about?
Someone asked about her body count.
She's like, what does that mean?
Body count.
What's that? Imagine. I just want her to come back on live and be like, oh, I found out what that is. That's none of your business. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I like her accent. I love the way she speaks.
I like the British accent. Not the ones that Americans try to do it.
Mate. On that note, do you think this generation is capable of finding love?
I think we are.
But in what way? Because, listen, I
feel
like...
In the way that suits... us our time right now,
because I feel like when it comes to our love, it's a very like it comes very quickly but it goes very quickly as well. It's like I will meet someone and I will vibe with them.
It wasn't love,
all of
it was
that
lust.
Okay. You'll vibe with them and you're just like, oh my god, like he cute or whatever, and then next thing you're there thinking like, you know what, yeah, it's actually all right. Like I don't want you. It's like the switch up is so quickly. It's dangerous.
I feel like some of us
feel like hurting yourself.
No, seriously, I feel like me anyway, let me speak for me personally. I feel like I'm looking for someone who's already perfect. No flaws, no nothing. And then when I see that you actually are a flawed person like myself, I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want to deal with it.
But
I don't want to work through it.
Person might not want to deal with you.
That's fine. It's not about them dealing with me. It's about me dealing with you. Focus on the topic.
In my case, it would be them dealing with me. Because I feel like I'm very adaptable.
Now I've switched up. I'm like, can someone actually just deal with me long time? Because I can really...
Like I was telling you yesterday, I just need someone to trust me. Because I feel like in every situation that I've been in, people are just like, I can't trust you. And to me, why? It's like, what am I saying?
Maybe... I don't know.
I feel like I'm honest in the situations that I'm in.
The thing is, when you are honest, it's a thing of fix up because that can replace you very quickly. That's how it comes across.
Because I feel like in the space of this year, four guys have told me they don't trust me. Four.
Yeah.
And two of them I didn't give a shit, but still.
It still counts for something.
You don't trust me?
No, it counts for something because you have to now analyze yourself as like, what is it about me that makes people not trust them? Not that I want these particular people to trust me, but
what if
as a whole,
my babes doesn't trust me?
Exactly. When now the love of my life comes around and he doesn't trust me, how do I deal with it?
But you know what? I don't trust people. I just don't say it publicly. Mm. Do you get what I mean? Mm. So for you to have the autonomy to come and think it's okay to come and tell me you don't trust me, I appreciate you don't trust me, but now I'm looking at you like,
maybe
so
they
what
thought
are we
they could be honest
then?
With you and talk things out.
Yeah, I don't play mind games. If you're telling me you don't trust me, it means you want to end whatever's going on here.
You could be in a full-fledged relationship and not trust the person because they fucked up once.
All right, bye then.
No.
No. What do you mean no? It's not a marriage.
You messed up.
Okay, bye. Did I not mess up the other day? What did I tell you? I told the person, leave, please. It's actually, listen.
Yeah, but in that case, it's because
right.
he kept bringing it up.
No,
so you might
still,
as well.
Yeah, but I still fucked up. But you can go. I will fully tell you to
leave.
Yeah,
but the difference is you fucked up. You apologized for it. He said, okay, cool. It is what it is. But then he still kept bringing up the situation time after time. In that case, then I can be like, you know what? Just go because you're pissing me off. How many? What? You want me to say sorry every time?
Yeah, but...
No.
My girl said, yeah, but no.
It's not going to happen. I now have to get to a point where I need to forgive myself. I can't keep doing this
There's nothing. I see.
Okay, if you don't feel sorry for... It's okay. Let me finish my point. Huh?
I'm going to run out. I'm actually going to run. It's the fact that she tapped my shoulder so violently. Now she's breaking the mic. Do you get what I mean? Like, what is going on?
Mate, this thing been shuffling since God knows when. And where was I? Point is, we've already spoken about it. Yeah. I get it. You might not move on from the situation in the time that I want you to. As in now, yesterday, in fact. But if you keep bringing it up, it means we're going to have to keep talking about it.
Mm.
And how many times can we discuss the same thing? How many times can I keep telling you what I told you yesterday or 2 days ago?
Mm.
Well, you want an apology every time? As much as I would love to do that. Sorry, I have my limits. I can't keep apologizing for it.
I'm not made of apologies. I feel like I try not to harm people.
I feel like the thing is, if I'm constantly saying sorry, I'm not going to mean it.
I just don't mean it.
It's going to get to a point where I was
see,
like, oh,
after
yeah.
the first time, that's why I tell you to leave. Because after the first time, that's it. I'm so sorry. It's just, it's...
My sincere apologies.
There's...
Ooh, sometimes, loud.
I don't even need it to be sincere. Just... It's like, I don't expect people to treat me a certain way. Do you get? So if you treat me a certain way and... I'm like, all right, cool. This even happens in like friendships or whatever, where I come to you and I'll be like, rah, you know what, yeah? This person said this and this. And then you'll be like, why didn't you address it? But I'll be like, nah, just like leave it. Because as much as you want me to address it, they acted stupid on their own accord.
Mm.
You weren't playing the strings for them. They pulled them themselves. So you come and fix the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not... have no idea what
this is. Because the guitar has strings.
Yeah. So if this whole situation cannot be fixed by you, the problem causer, why is it that I'm going to take it upon myself to shout at you so you can fix up?
I used to do that a lot.
What, shout?
when I hear someone said or did something,
yeah,
want to run to them and shout, why didn't you this, did this, did that? Now I'm like, actually, I haven't been in a predicament like that in a long time anyway. So I don't know how I would react anymore.
And then it always used to be about, like, Rhea just watched her. She just didn't do anything. I'm there thinking, my friend, if I do anything, I don't want to also be shouted at, you see? See the way she just tapped me? I wanted to leave. And you're out here thinking, when she's speaking, I'm going to come and interrupt.
That's the funny thing. People expect us to step in.
No.
I promise you, I know the person I'm friends with. I'm not stepping in. Because
trust
it'll be me that will get
whacked. What she's doing is what is in my head. So it's okay. You're like, go off. I'm fully making the faces like, oh, you shouldn't say that. But I'm there like, well done. Well done. Because later on that night when I speak to her, I'm going to be like, why the fuck didn't you do this?
I just feel like you needed a bit more film when you called her a bitch. Yeah. Just a bit more. You know,
bitch,
you didn't like have that
like what's going on.
You was lacking still, I can't lie to you. You were missing.
Lord.
But all in all, I'm not getting involved because you're the one that pissed off. Go get involved by yourself. I didn't tell you to take it to get to this extreme. You wasn't thinking when you was acting. Now I have to step in. In fact, I wasn't even there when the situation happened. Most times I'm not there.
No,
I just hear it after the facts. Now I'm supposed to step in when you're resolving the issue. You know what?
I just feel like our approaches are very different.
I might create the space for the apology to happen, but I'm not actively.
You've never created a space for an apology.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You want to lie now or tomorrow?
No way.
That's a lying face. Oh my God.
Yes, I have in my house. When I almost threw a pillow at Nibs. No, not almost. I think I did.
No, fuck off. That, you listen, yeah. Listen.
Because the issue wasn't with me, was it? It probably was, I don't know. All in all, I can be very problematic, as you can tell. So where did I lie?
You're lying.
How?
Because that whole thing wasn't going to happen. Stop chewing, bruv. It's pissing me.
I forgot.
Drop it in here or something.
It's you. Relax.
It's not me. Listen, yeah, the whole thing with me saying that you're like, I feel like you procrastinate when it comes to getting like things said and done.
Because it's long.
But unless she's the type of person, if she hears it from someone else, she's going to take time. But if it happens there and then, she's like, all right, bitch.
Because my thing is, I don't like secondhand information. I was even telling you, I don't like secondhand invites. If you didn't tell me personally.
Like when I tell you things, it's always first hand though. No. Because I'm a recorder. The way it's said, it's the same way it actually comes out.
I need to hear it from the person. Otherwise, I'm not aware of it.
Obviously, the tone might be different sometimes because you know me. I just...
Like I said, I don't like secondhand information. That's what even triggers me even more. Since you decided to go to this person to talk about it, I'm going to take my time with the information now. I have to. Because otherwise, I'm going to call
but
you on some
fuckery. Doesn't that just create fakeness?
Of course it does.
Because now, like, I know you've been chatting about me.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just, I'm not saying hi to you, though.
Why do you think I give people the cold shoulder?
I don't
have Nine times out of ten, that's what I'm doing.
I don't have
even
the
when there's no reason to.
I don't have the, what's that, circumference to come and now, you know, be fake Excuse with a me. Person.
I'll do.
It'll be like, oh, hi. Why would I hug you? Shake your hand. Smile with my teeth that I brush with Oral-B.
I use Sensodyne.
I use both. But listen, yeah. Why would I do... You know how much muscle you need to use to even move a hand? You know the brain's... This studying psychology has put me in a place. You know that your brain... You need to send a message to your brain before your hand is moving up and down like
There's
this.
There's a two-second delay.
And you're out here telling me that I'm going to come and smile in your... What's the face?
Your face. What's it called?
Mate, you want me to come and now be all nicey-nicey? No. I'm going to be to make it known. I just feel like it's better to make it known because, listen, I'm setting boundaries for you and for every halot here that's watching.
Sorry.
What's going on? Because, listen, yeah, if she's not going to talk to me like this, the day you talk to me like this, just know it's going to be 10 times worse. Because I feel like in my delivery, I try to be calm first. And I feel like I always repeat the same shit, brother. And then when I'm like, I'm repeating, you're not understanding, you're not comprehending, you're not even trying.
People just try, they try their best not to understand what you're saying. Because when once they do, they'll see that you have a point and they were in the wrong.
And you see me, yeah? I don't mind being the angry black girl, though. I don't.
Go off, sis.
No, it's not even a go off thing. I don't. Even in my old job, bro, I did not shout, but I speak. What I say is the end of the conversation.
Mm.
If you feel like you need to say something else, wait for me to leave the room. Then you can continue. Because if I say something more than twice, maximum twice, I just feel like you're not made to be in this world.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the aliens are up there. Go be with them. Because how are we speaking the same language, but you find it hard to comprehend what I'm saying?
Because
to
they
you?
Don't want to see your point of view. As far as anyone's concerned, sometimes in certain situations, I'm right. Everyone else is wrong.
I never see it like that, though. You know, like, even when I have arguments with people, yeah, I always need to understand their point of view, because if I know I'm going to win an argument, I need to know every single thing you're going to
do. You know what? I'm always quick to be like, oh shit, did I do that?
Nah.
Did I?
I need to know every single sly shit that you're going to come with.
Sly? Why are we being sly?
No, some people are sly.
I can't lie to you. If you're being sly, I'm just going to tell you suck your mum and walk away.
No, some people are being sly. Some people do it like out of like slyness. Like they just want a reaction.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, I will have everything on the table before I come to you. And like, anything that you throw at me is going to come with a response simply because I know the point that you're coming with. See, when people go into arguments, they don't necessarily go into an argument thinking of what the other person's going to say.
Mm.
They just think of what they're going to say. That limits you. So now when you go back home and you're in the shower, you're there thinking, I could have said so much more.
Yeah. It's because you got taken by surprise.
Think about what Lisa's going to say. Comprehend what Lisa's going to say. Understand what Lisa's going to say. So by the time you go back to Lisa, you're like,
you have all the points.
Shut your mouth, you stinking bitch that did not pass your GCSEs. We don't know any Lisa, so it's all right.
No, we don't, but that was very personal for whoever Lisa is.
No, it's like, we need to... See, even like when girls are like, oh, babe, like your man's cheating on you, let's meet up and talk about it.
And say what?
I don't know. Like, this only happens in America, by the way.
I feel like this is when I would be pissed off at you, because what the fuck are we talking about?
No, this only happens in America, because in England, me,
no, they've started. Let me come to you as a woman.
I beg you, do it. Because the man that you're having sex with did not tell you about me.
Oh? Okay. How did we get here?
You want to come to me as a woman? If I beat him up, what do you think is going to happen to you? Anyway, so these girls that come like, oh, let me talk to you as a woman, blah, blah, blah. It's like, as women, we're so quick to be like, you're fucking my man, This girl probably don't even know you exist.
Same way you didn't know she existed.
This girl probably don't know you exist. This girl probably thinks she's the girlfriend. This girl probably thinks you're a friend. If you're the same skin color, you're cousins. Mm. So it's
some distant relative.
Exactly. The best friend. But it's
like,
but it's them ones there where people just are so quick to come with an argument in their head that they literally forget that you can come with the strongest argument, but you're not realizing that this person might say something that's going to throw you off. So to me, by the time I sit down and you say all these nonsensical things that you want to throw at me, trust and believe, I've said them in the mirror like 10 times.
You know the ones.
So by the time you say it, my poker face is still poked. Like, we're not going to do this. You're gonna say it and I'm just gonna stay staring at you because I'm there like, okay, well done, I'll give you that one. Well, that's why I feel like, you see when guys, like when certain guys take the mick out of each other,
yeah,
instead of like retaliating, this is where you see growth in a man. He just laughs it off. They're just like, all right, cool, and then they just go. But these men are like, what you say to me, come sit to my face, come buck me outside.
What's all that about?
If that was my man, you know how quick I'm breaking up with you. We don't need to be in a,
I feel like in this day and age, you're just putting yourself in danger because you never know what this person could be carrying. There's actually no need to, mate, do this carrying, whole,
let's go outside.
Yeah, mate, they might not even be carrying anything. They just might be carrying their fist and you're dead. This guy one banged the guy and he's boom.
It doesn't even need to be the fist. It's if you happen to fall, how you land could also have an impact.
I just feel like in this generation that we are in right now, love is there. I feel like we are not as we're not as stingy as the older generation. We're more explorative. Like, we want to explore.
We're not doing everything by the book, like, you know, go to school, it's graduate, hard to find work.
It's hard to find an 18-year-old virgin. It's hard to find a 16-year-old virgin.
Would I say it's hard?
It will be difficult.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it would be difficult.
You wouldn't?
I feel like it's half and half, maybe 40, 60.
For who has the 40?
Either way, depending on the season.
If it's summer, nah.
No, but I feel like love is very, very achievable for us.
Mm.
It's just that from experience, a lot of people are looking to find love later on in life when they're on the late 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
Whereas right now they want something temporary or something that's going to keep them satisfied for as long as they can keep it going.
Or they want perfect love.
Oh, Jesus, what am I doing?
Or they want perfect love. Some people just want something that's already done and good.
That's not possible.
It's not possible, but in people's heads it's a thing of, oh, if that person can achieve it, so can I can also get it. And one thing I've learned, this is how I know women are very dangerous, if they can't achieve it by themselves, they'll go and steal someone's man, you know.
Oh,
men, yeah, do it too, but the way women do it is very
it's an ugly scene.
It's very bad.
It's an ugly scene because what was it, I think there was this one movie I was watching, I forgot what it was called, where obviously the husband was cheating on her and yada yada, and she was a housewife.
Don't ever let a man limit you to be a housewife.
I don't know if he limited her or if she limited herself.
Nah,
I don't remember.
It's a limitation created by a man. You know why? Because if I marry, this is one thing, I don't want to marry someone that's just going to be, yes, I want a provider, but I also want a partner. Make sure I'm doing better in life. Just because I have kids, you need to remind me that I still need to go and get my shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I have kids and you're just like, okay, cool, I can take care of everything. Listen, no, you can't.
You can't, because it reminds me of this podcast I was listening to. How, okay, at first, both of you just got together. You're both working. You go get a mortgage based on the fact that both people are working. Then she stops working to have kids. Now it's one person working who has to carry the bills. Mm-hmm. But the bills were based off of two people working. Mm-hmm. So where do we go from here?
Exactly.
It's actually a trick. It's a very interesting way of looking at finances.
I'm a babe. So,
go off, girl.
I'm a babe. Like, we need to be able to keep my lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. The nails, they're not going to be fixing themselves. The wigs, AliExpress has tax now. Like,
the tax is what makes it even worse, because exactly. It's like £20.
So it's like everything has a
price on it. Everything has a price on it.
So if we come and now get married, yeah, and you put me on a limitation of, oh, she needs to have, you're going to have kids, I feel that's why I said, was it the last episode? I was there like, if I was to have a child with someone, we need to be living separate. I need to find the common ground of taking your child to you and going. Like, just...
I just drop it off and dip, go about my life.
And be like, I'll see you at 6 p.m. when I'm finished work. Okay? Like... Something needs to be going.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
But back to what I was saying. So, what was it? She was very dependent of her husband in terms of money. She didn't have any finances of her own, I believe. So when he decided to leave her for...
The babes.
The side chick, it was a very ugly scene because, what was it? He was literally dragging her out the house. And here was the other woman. Literally opening the door like it couldn't, it was,
it can, it could never have, be me,
it can never be me. That's what a lot of see, I don't like that sense. I don't like it when women say that
it can always be you.
I have said it once in my life and
it was you.
Boy, it was me
with fire.
It was me and it hurt. Never think it can never be you, because it can.
The way he treats his ex is the exact same way he's gonna treat you, sometimes worse.
Because it even reminds me of how some people, how some girls are like, oh, I want my man to, I want him to be rude to every other woman but me.
Your mother, now your mama born you wrong. She born you with legs first. Which stupidity is that?
As in, I want my man to, when he's approached by other women, he disrespects them.
He'll disrespect them in front of you and ask for their numbers behind your back.
I find that disgusting, to be honest. What? I don't feel like, I don't feel the need to be rude to you. Even if I have a man, if you say, even if I have a boyfriend, you say hi, I'll say hi back. Mm-hmm. But if you choose to ask...
It depends where the quest, where the conversation is going. Because if the conversation is going somewhere dangerous...
Because if you now ask me, oh, so what's up? What's your number? Sorry, we have to end it here.
Nah,
either that or I just
I'm
don't reply.
I'm very curious. I want to know what you want my number for. I actually would want to.
That curiosity can kill
that's
people. Don't
that's
do
why
that.
I'm single.
You do well.
Because I'm like, so what do you want my number for? Like, we need to know.
Because as a person who's in a relationship, you have no business finding out what this person wants your number for.
You say you're no. You might not need my number, but you can have my cash up.
Cash at me right now.
Cash at me. Let me see.
What's that clicking, Steven?
What's not clicking?
The
200?
Fuck am I do with 200?
What am I do with 200, Steven?
Whoever this Steven is, he owes a lot of people money. Because 200 ain't cutting it.
200? Imagine a man giving you 200. Even for now. Even at this age.
It's not
if
enough.
You give me £200 for my birthday, I'll ask you what's wrong with you. Because listen, yeah. Listen. What are you doing? £200.
Wait.
That's little money.
It is, but on top of your... Why are you...
No, I'm waiting to see what you're going to say, because it better make sense, bruv. You know when you're scared of what someone's going to say, but it better make sense. Go on. Land
this
your
is
land.
This where I come to defend, man. I did on top of your own finance. Mm-hmm. £200 from my hard-earned money pocket.
Okay.
200.
Men move... You know what? I'm glad you said that. Most men move to females in on the flex of they have money.
Mm.
You have money, show me the money. Let your money talk, baby.
200.
200 ain't shit.
For you.
Yes.
Because you've seen baby.
So
money.
Then move.
Oh.
Move away. Go give 200 to people in... I don't even want to be rude.
You know what? That might be why some men move for people younger than them. Because they're not accustomed to seeing some big money like the woman their age.
Mm-hmm. It's like I told you the other day, I'm on a level, yeah, where if a man is coming to me, you need to come to me a certain way. The men that I've been attracting nowadays, they have been to school, they have been to secondary school, they've been to sixth form, they've been to uni, they have masters.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you're going to come to me on a ratio of uneducativism and I'm educated... There's going to be a lot of disrespect.
Someone once told me that.
There's going to be disrespect.
There's a difference between someone who's been to uni and someone who hasn't.
100.
And she was like, it's not in terms of like the degree and stuff. It's just
the
way the person talks and the experience that they come with. The one that stood out to me was the way the person talks. Mm-hmm. Like you can just tell that person's been to university. Mm-hmm. And
the way some of these... My partner, the way my partner speaks to me, yeah, sometimes I'm just like, eh, all right, I'm coming upstairs. Wait.
No, I just feel like
the sentences are long sometimes. Boy. I'm there like, ah, sir.
You'll be hearing words you didn't even think existed, all because of dissertation and this. Boy. Ooh, Jesus. I don't even want to think
about this. I don't even want to talk about it. What was we talking about? Because I don't want to talk about that shit.
Meeting men that are on the same level as you.
Huh?
Meeting men that are on the same level as you.
Like, it's not... you necessarily don't need to have, like, the degree. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have a degree in life. Mm. You need to know how to live life. You need to have experience in life. I can't be with a man. Listen, I can't be with a man that does not know poverty. I don't think I can. Why I not? Need you to have been in a struggle. That's why, as rude as it sounds, I'd rather be with someone that's my own people, like my own colour or something like that. Because we need to have a common struggle somewhere. That we're going to come and now...
Because eventually you're going to understand why I do the things that I do in the way that I do.
Exactly. It's easier because you understand who I am and why I act the way I do. But now, if poor Max, I come now, I'm in a relationship with Max. Max is always like, oh my God, she's always spazzing out and I don't know what to do. And, you know, Max has now gone to, you know, my mom. And now my mom is also spazzing out. And Max is like, I want a divorce. And I'm like, Max, in my family, we don't do divorce. Where are you going?
Even before we even get to that, it's like, assuming that Max is a Caucasian, Max will never understand the feeling of a police officer, security in a shop looking at you like you're ready to steal something when really
unless
you
he
have
has
the
a
money.
Child.
Not unless me. No, forget have it. He will never personally know what it's like. He can never relate to it as much as you can try to understand and this, that, and the third. Max can never relate to you the same way another black person will.
That's very true. 100%
It's the thinking for me.
No, it's sometimes, you know, when we come here, it's a thing of you can come with your points, but you also, when the other person speaks, you start getting a clearer understanding of certain things.
Mm.
You're just like, I've thought about it, but definitely not in that way. Because when I feel like white people have kids with black people, they have a sort of an understanding. Yes, they might not physically be able to understand, but you have a mental understanding of, like, this is what my child is going through.
This is what could happen if I go here
and
here with
racial
them.
Racial abuse comes in many forms. And the minute you decide to have a child with a black person, just know your kids are going to be automatically black.
Yeah.
They're not the same color as you.
Unless they are white passing or whatever the case is. If
even white passing. Mariah Carey white passes.
You can just about.
Mariah Carey white passes.
She still gets it.
She still gets it.
The issue starts when people know that there's black in you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're automatically black.
You're like, Like that Karen that said, I'm 3% Nigerian.
I'm a sister.
Sister to who? With your blonde hair.
Please, I beg.
She doesn't even have brown hair.
Me too. I'm 3% white. Why am I getting racism?
Mate.
Huh?
It doesn't shine enough. It doesn't actually shine enough. Quick question though. Do you ever think as black people we'll ever get justice in this society of in this Western society, really? Because I feel like back home they started, like, when the whole George Floyd situation happened, everyone started doing the Black Lives Matter in different parts of the country, different parts of the world, simply because it was on the internet. This was like something national that happened. Yeah,
it's impossible
national
not to speak
worldwide
about
sorry
it.
Yeah, that happened. And then obviously a lot of people started doing the we stand up for you know, black people and all of that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, even in that fucking moment we know that black people are the most, not only black people, Hispanics, all of them, all of us, anyone that is not white, we all know, or we all have had an experience where we feel like the minute we see police officers, it's game over. I was going to work yesterday. I had my hood up. The way I took it down so quickly, just because I saw one walk past me.
Yeah, yeah.
They had nothing to do with me, by the way. But
probably
because
didn't
my
even
hood
acknowledge
was up,
you like that,
they didn't.
But it was just an automatic
fear.
Thing.
It's the,
yeah.
Yeah, it's an automatic fear. And I'm just there like, raw. Will we ever get to a place where, you know, where we don't feel this scared?
I feel like it's possible, but it's not going to happen in our generation.
It needs to happen in this time. It needs to happen in this time. You know why? Because I keep telling myself, yes, I'm not ready to have
a
child.
It might happen in this century, but I don't think I will see it in my lifetime, like such a huge change.
I keep saying I'm not ready for a child and all of that, but I'm just not ready for a black child to come into the world where they're going to be pissed on. I don't have that time.
That means you'll never have kids.
I don't
even
have
if we'll get to a point where we can actually just be free in a sense. There's always going to be someone who's going to come at you sideways. Because it's generational racism. Mm. These people have been it's embedded in them.
In their skin.
And it's, what's it called? It's passed on to their kids.
Because you know what I was thinking, yeah? Even in the whole, like, George Floyd situation, when it happened,
yeah.
And then more videos of black people started coming out and blah, 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 a lot of white people started saying, oh, it happens to everyone. Where are your videos? If it happens to everyone, where are your videos?
But there are videos.
There's
video of people who, I don't know, I remember this video of this white man, he got, or kid or teenager, I don't know, he got arrested. And they were just, you know, casually sitting by the car. They were giving him water like it was nothing.
My point
is asking him if he was okay.
He shot a church.
That's what it was.
I even wrote an assignment on this motherfucker.
He shot something or someone up, which was a church.
That assignment got a first because the anger that I had.
And the treatment was different. They didn't slam him on the floor.
Okay, he's getting thingy.
Okay, that's fine. He's getting the punishment. But the point is, the way the police officers handled him, it's not the same way they even handled George Floyd for having, okay, he had a fake note on him. But that's not how you treat the person.
He had a fake note. He didn't kill people.
My point exactly.
Like, I just feel like in that whole situation with the George Floyd situation, it was a thing, no, Black Lives Matter situation, sorry. It was a thing of, all right, cool, this happens to everyone. Everyone gets arrested. Understandable.
People don't get killed for being arrested.
Yeah, but people don't get killed. Cameras don't be turned off. Because I want to see that body cam. Why is it that the body
cam
only switches off?
Can't, you know, body cam. Even if the body cam is on, they still move mad. You know why?
Because they can delete it.
No, because they can get away with it even if there's footage.
Damn, man.
They can get away with it even if there's clear, blatant evidence. You saw with George Floyd, he was clearly stepping on his neck. There was still a trial for what?
Damn.
He killed a person. Why? What's the trial for? What more evidence do you need? There was different angles of recording that he put his neck, his knee on his neck, and there was still a trial.
Thing, like, and same thing, not same thing, but something similar happened here, where this old man, this Asian man, was coming from shopping with his wife. I remember this video like it was last night. Literally, he was coming. This was in Upton Park. He was coming from shopping with his wife, and he has parked in a handicapped space. He had just had surgery on his back. Tamara, they laid the man down and they were stepping on his spine. I was like, God, if this family does not know what suing is, allow them to find it, because this man is fresh off the table. Off a surgery table. And you think it's okay? The woman is shouting, my husband just had surgery. You think it's still okay? Two of you, not even one. This is an elder man.
You're making me so uncomfortable because it's like...
It's an elder man. He's literally past the age of 60. He has grey hair. He's literally there. Bro,
you're not even supposed to handle the elderly like that.
Just because someone called and said, oh, he's parked in a thing. Now you have come and found out.
He
that
is.
He's fucking handicapped. What then?
And you might have even added to it.
and now you've lost your job. Now you're going to, it's like, I need, you see the way they put these criminals on blast. Police officers need to be put on blast. I don't give a shit how high your ranking is. I don't give a shit if you're a mom.
That's
you
why
you need to be put on fucking blast.
There's something on the news about what is it? They're reviewing cases on police officers because there's a whole.
Who's reviewing them though? That's, you see, sister. That's where the problem comes in.
Who's doing
because
the reviews?
Who's doing the reviews? Unless there's police of police, because we need to know who's doing the reviews.
Police of police. They have their own rules.
We need to do the reviews.
The thing is, they have their own. Was it? What did they call it? Police? What? Oh, I forgot. Like, they have their own commute understanding kind of thing. And listen, the only way I can explain it is basically, there's what is it? There's a movie or a movie that I saw. I think this woman, she was getting abused. Her husband, who's a police officer, was beating her up, domestic violence. And she went in to report him. The person who's doing the report knows the husband. What he did is, he just threw the thing away. You have to fill out a document or whatever, stating that so-and-so has put their hands on me. He looked at the name and said, oh, this is who you want to report. Listen, you're not going to ruin my friend's name.
Mm-hmm.
Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Another police officer came in. It was a woman. She saw the whole thing. He was like, look, they all know each other here. You're not, your case is never going to be able to go through because someone is going to lose it, throw away, burn it, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Your best chance right now, if you want to get away from this man, run away.
Literally.
Because that's the only option you have. And this is a white woman.
I just feel like
there's a whole system in the police operation where they all look out for each other's backs. It doesn't matter if this person is raping, killing, robbing, whatever law he's breaking. It doesn't matter what it is. They can like, overlook it.
They touch one of us. They touch all of us. They have some weird saying like that.
Yeah.
Touch one of us, you touch all of us.
The person that you're talking about touched a lot of kids as well. Why weren't they arrested?
When it comes to, I'm going to speak about England, like subjectively. When it comes to a lot of these police officers in the UK.
Because they fucked up on the last clip. I forgot the woman's name. Oh my God. She went missing in a park.
Sarah. Was it? No?
I don't know her name, but she was a teacher. She was a 20-year-old teacher. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. What is it? It was a police officer who stopped her and he allegedly had pictures or something. I don't know if it was... Listen, please don't quote me on this because I don't have the complete information. I was just hearing the news as I was doing stuff. But said police officer who's being investigated has alleged pictures and videos making fun or something of the sort. And now... The case is, how did we miss this? How did we not see this coming?
How were you going to see it? I'm so sorry.
They weren't going to see it because they overlooked it.
You see, like joint letters, yeah? You see how joint letters are joint?
Mm-hmm.
All their heads are in each other's bum, literally, just going like that. So how are you going to see it? I'm confused. All your heads are joined with the bum, just going up and down, doing like wiggly worm, literally. So when are you going to find the time to see who's being, you know?
Even when they do.
Because even those, there were two sisters that got killed in a park. Police officers were sharing pictures of their dead body. And they're thinking, what are you doing? And they have a flipping live group chat.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you're meant to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
This is why when I see young boys on the street going off at police officers, I don't do anything. I don't say anything. I don't say calm down. Because their anger comes from somewhere. They see the way
it
you're
comes
treating
from a place
their brother.
That I can understand it. So I'm not interfering because the anger that he feels is exactly what I would have done if I was in his position. If I didn't have that fear that you could do something to me, that's exactly how I would have reacted.
And if police,
all I'm gonna do is record to make sure you don't mistreat this person. That's all I can do.
And I was watching something the other day, actually. It was on TikTok. This guy got pulled over. He was an Amazon driver. Got pulled over. It was like, oh, blah blah. He rented a car because his car was broken and whatnot. Next thing you know, they were like, he was very like calm at first, and then they were like, oh, there's a suspicion that you have drugs in your car. Okay,
what did the suspicion?
Cool. Search the car. Searches the car. There's nothing in there. This guy is like, I'm a Muslim. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't touch anything. He was like, when you smell that car, it smells of roses. So where are you finding these drugs?
What is this suspicion?
And then he literally, a man was walking past. He goes, I'm so sorry to waste your time, but I need you to pull out your phone and go around. Because they sat him like near a fence. Mm. So whichever police officer was on this side, he couldn't see.
No,
he
could plant the supposed drug. So
he went to the guy. He goes, I need you to go to that side and record him. And then he goes, they were asking him questions. He goes, listen, we're not talking here.
I think I remember seeing he walked away from the police officer, yeah. And he came closer to him near his face, and he's like, well, I don't want to speak to you. Why are you in my face?
That's the one.
Yeah, I seen the video.
And then he was just there like, anything you want to say, we can take it to court. We don't need to do this.
Just take
here.
Me to the police station. What? Like, why are
I'm
you speaking
even ready to,
me? To
go. He's like, I'm even ready to go. He goes, all we need to do is, you know, check your
I don't
your
care
name.
What you need to do, bruv. Stop
you
talking to me.
You have my driving license. My driving license has my address, my date of birth. You can check all these things in your system and find out who I am. And why do I need to match up? You see, it's me on the thing, Abby. Like, what's going
it's
on
matching.
Here?
I'm sure the picture's on the system.
And then he was like, oh, can you confirm your insurance company? Are you not on the phone? He goes, are you not on the phone with them and you want me to confirm? He's like, give me the phone. Let me speak to them. Let's see if it's me. They ended up letting him go, but I was just wondering, what if that situation went left? What if there was magically pot? What if there was magically, you know?
But you've seen it in movies. They'll search the car, they won't find anything. Then one will just pull a bag of weed and dash it.
That's why he stopped the man. He goes, sorry.
Yeah, this is what you have to do now.
Can you just go around with your camera and just stay there? The guy was literally on, like, it was like a whole 20-minute recording.
Yes, sir.
And I was just like, mate, if this man was not here,
anything could have happened.
You know what's funny? The man that was recording was white. If let that be a black man.
Excuse me, you're not allowed to record.
Let that be a black man. We have our body cams. There, the guy was like, your body cam was off. Your body cam is off. He switched off the
Why
body cam when he started
now?
When he started recording him. And then he was like, if we go back and look at the footage, your body cam is on, right? Your body cam's on. The footage shows him in the car coming up to him. Next thing you know, they're sitting by the fence. Where is that? Where are those 3 minutes gone? Where are those 3 minutes gone? Something
it's
is not adding up.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, find yourself. Find God.
But the thing is,
be
even,
scared.
That's the even with all this, what actually happened to this police officer who didn't follow rules and regulations of having his body cam on at all times?
They just get let go. They don't get prison time. They can't give officers prison time tomorrow.
Why not?
Nah.
Why not?
This one that killed Sarah, the man that killed Sarah, he's because his shit is very public, we need to know each prison that he goes to. But there's these officers that after the trial you don't hear about them.
That's my point. Where do they go?
You don't hear about them.
Are they actually in jail or did
identity?
That's what I was gonna ask. They're given new identities
new identity
and moving to a whole different country.
Yeah, it happens.
Mm.
It happens like in the case of there was these two boys that got this little boy, killed him on the train tracks, and obviously they got arrested, but in their arrest they didn't stay in prison. They just changed their names.
And moved them to a different location along with their family.
And then next thing you know, they re-offended. So obviously you're re-offending. People are going to start recognizing who the fuck you were.
This person looks like the same person
because,
that killed that person, but you're not
but
in jail.
You're
somewhere else
killing
someone else.
One of them was.
This equation
is
a bit off.
Like, I think one was murder and one was child pornography. So they've literally moved them away from each other, but they still managed to commit crime. See what I mean? Anyway, guys, on that note,
we're gonna let you guys go. This one's been a heavy one.
It's been a heavy one. It really has.
Let us love you and leave you. That's what she meant to say.
What did I say?
I don't know. Anyway, bye.
Bye.